The Supreme Court hears arguments today on laws in Florida and Texas aimed at protecting conservative points of view on social media. CBS's Jan Crawford.
If the court rules in favor of these stays, critics are saying that that could make social media even more of a free-for-all going well beyond political speech.
Nikki Haley campaigns in Michigan ahead of tomorrow's GOP presidential primary.
We need someone who can put in 8 years of hard work day and night, focused on real solutions for the American people.
She lost to Donald Trump by 20 points in her home state of South Carolina Saturday. Republican National Committee Chair Ronna McDaniel announced her resignation today after Mr. Trump endorsed someone else for the post. And we've just learned the active duty U.S. Air Force member who set himself on fire outside the Israeli embassy has died from his injuries. He shouted, "Free Palestine," as he went up in flames. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The search for a missing three-year-old boy in eastern Wisconsin is in its... Elijah Vu hasn't been seen since last Tuesday in Two Rivers. Police say they're concentrating their search on rivers in the city. Meanwhile, Elijah's mother and her boyfriend were in court on Friday on child neglect charges. A new report says only one in three people with commercial health insurance can find proper mental health care. Stanford psychiatrist Benjamin Miller was one of the lead authors of the report. He says the American system treats mental health as less important.
And when you're in a crisis where you or your loved one need get the help that they need, you have to work harder to get that help. It's almost like the cruelest irony in healthcare.
The report was released by the mental health advocacy group Inseparable. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Thunder, the male cougar at Wildwood Zoo in Marshfield, died last week. He had been struggling the past few months with fatty liver disease. When he could no longer be kept comfortable, his veterinarian team and the zoo staff made the difficult decision to humanely euthanize him. At age 16, Thunder far surpassed the average lifespan of 12 for male cougars under human care. He was a favorite for many at the zoo with his majestic looks, loud purr, and morning chirps. There's a survey taking place in Southwood County asking if people would like to see a community share program. You would be able to borrow things like recreational equipment and lawn and garden tools. If you would like to weigh in on this survey, you can find the link at Healthy People Wood County's Facebook page. The survey is being conducted by the Community Leadership Program participants through the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
Comedian Mary Mack.
He's noticed a very sizable increase on people off the lake coming onto our lake to fish it. You don't want everything to be popular and known about. That seems to be the way I also approach my comedy, Charlie. I think there's a theme.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thanks for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. I have your host, James J. I am joined by Melissa K.
Good morning.
Seth Habhager.
Good morning.
And we're going to catch up with our friend Brittany and take a look at Mother Nature and what's going on with her. Good morning, Brittany.
Good morning. How was your weekend?
What was this this weekend you speak of? I'm not sure. How was yours?
It was pretty good. I went down to Illinois. It was my mom's birthday, so I got to engage and celebrate.
Oh. Nice. Family time.
Yeah, that is always nice. And I am obviously very biased, but it's always nice to get back to Illinois. So that's me, though. That's just me. Brittany, what the forecast, whether it's here over throughout other states in the Midwest, we are looking at some interesting weather this week and possible record temps again.
Yes, we are. So, in fact, today the number to beat is 62 degrees. We set that back in 2000. I think we're going to hit 64, to be honest with you. Mid-60s.
Wow.
Dang.
Crazy.
Dang.
No words.
Spring break.
Oh, okay. Wait a minute. No, Brittany's onto something here. We just start spring break early.
Oh, we're there we go.
Celebrating early. I mean, I don't know. I feel like that's what it should mean. I haven't been in school in a while, but I kind of feel like, I don't know.
Okay. I agree.
All right. Brittany, thank you so much.
I want to tell you one more thing before you let me go. Nobody burn anything today. We are in a critical fire danger. So just be careful. Yes. Don't throw that cigarette butt out the window. It's going to be windy and dry and warm, and any little spark is just going to take fire. So be careful today.
All right.
Appreciate that, Brittany. And always appreciate catching up with you. Hey, Brittany, you know, if you get, I know how busy you are in the morning. You're making, she makes the rounds to all these stations in the Civic Media umbrella and everything. If you get bored a little bit later and want to kill some time, give us a call because we're apparently not going to be able to go to commercial breaks. So we're just going to be straight talking for the next 2 hours. So it might be a marathon. You might be, you know, welcome voice. Actually, my voice might go on. Me, so we may need Brittany to jump in. So, you know, go ahead and check in with us later if you want, Britt.
Sounds good. Well, good luck.
Have a good morning, Brittany.
You too. Thanks.
Bye. If she's not the best, she's one of the best in the business there. Our friend Brittany Merlot joining us every morning with our update on Mother Nature. Appreciate her doing that. Appreciate all the you guys out there, the best listeners in radio, for joining us as well. And your patience with us.
Yes, thank you.
We appreciate that. Things may not sound like they usually do around here, but then again, what is usually? What is usual? it's a hard question to nail down.
It's a hard answer to nail down.
Adventures with the James Gang on WFHR. Yeah.
It really is. It really is, everybody.
You could use a few little few adventures. But anyway.
A little few less. Yeah. I wouldn't mind some boring radio, or at least behind the scenes.
At least behind the scenes
and stuff.
Wouldn't mind it.
Of course, we always keep it action going strong and keep it interesting and entertaining. It is serious comedy to start your day right here on The Morning Show. Thanks for joining us for another great week, everybody. We got good stuff lined up for you today. Yep. Getting the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club in a little bit. Looking forward to that. I want to touch on as well this thing about employers trying to bring employees back to the office, trying to woo them back to the office.
Woo them back.
Woo them. Or threaten.
Yeah. A little column A, probably. We got the inaugural Florida Man Games we have to talk about. Because we cover these kind of big stories around here. We don't shy away from that kind of stuff. a right story for the ages, I just feel like, to me at least.
All right.
AT&T trying to help their customers with the reimbursing their customers after last week's outage. We'll touch on that as well.
Yes.
All this coming up for you. 9 o'clock hour, we'll kick off with the Kitchens Open. Looking forward to that. Our segment that Melissa Kay produces and writes and creates for us week in, week out. We appreciate that and looking forward to diving into that one. Got some entertainment news we'll get into. And after all of that, I want to get into, you can be paid how much to watch all 10 Best Picture movies?
Ooh.
We're going to get into that. That should be fun.
Interesting.
Okay. Should be an interesting one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We've also got the 10 noisiest cities in America to get into as well.
What to avoid.
I want to start off, you know, finding out how your guys' weekend was and everything, but we have to let the audience know a little bit of what's going on here, Seth.
Right.
So let's rewind for a second. Our system has always been kind of run from here.
Right.
But now under the Civic Media umbrella and the way that we are going to be doing things, our main system is in Madison.
Yes, the main server where we store all of the audio files. This is where the live stream comes from for our network. It all originates from Madison right now.
This is probably the best way to do this for Civic, as not only a young company and a company that has got new familiar parts all the time to it. Like, hey, this station we just brought in, or these people, this kind of thing. It keeps everything in one kind of, like, on the same page, if you will, for lack of a better way to put it.
Exactly.
And it really has some great benefits for our company as well as all of our stations, including us.
Exactly.
Being able to share voice talent, being able to share commercials. There's a lot of advantages to have something like this. There's a reason why the head of this company, who is also one of the better tech minds that we could ask for, decided to do this. Sage is not going to get in on things if he's not too sure about it or something. I feel confident if he feels confident about it.
Right.
But...
And that being said,
and there is always a but. these kind of things are not just you snap your fingers and it happens.
Yeah.
Whenever you're involving tech, whenever you're doing these kind of things, you're gonna have some hiccups. You're gonna have some, you know, days where it's things don't, you know, align.
Right.
One computer's not talking to the other computer.
Exactly.
Now, this happens with your home PC or your laptop or your phone almost weekly,
mm-hmm.
where you can't connect to your internet or something like that.
Right.
That kind of thing happens all the time. Now imagine like 40 or 50, you know, different of these situations going on all the time on this server in Madison and everything.
Right, right.
So it's understandable. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that this is going to be a long-term problem or anything like that. It's something that we just got to work out the kinks
yeah.
on.
Yeah.
A few bugs
yeah.
to work out.
Now, with that being said, though, I don't know how we're like going to go to commercial break. Because I don't have a schedule here. I don't have a...
No, we're not sure about the timing. Now, if you turn the wide orbit thing back on, might be something playing
right
now. I'm
going to turn it on real quick just to see. Let's see what's playing.
There's nothing right now.
Okay, all right. That was a little anticlimactic. That was
silence.
Well, it's not like you had a big buildup there, guys.
No, that's true.
Too bad.
True.
Nothing happened.
So, just to let you guys know, we may be talking for the next 2 hours consecutively. We may.
Dun, dun.
Right.
The James Gang, eternally.
Yeah. This is kind of funny, too, because there are no coincidences in life. I genuinely believe that. And this weekend, I was talking with a couple of old radio heads in this industry. One of them just recently retired last week. Mm-hmm. So I was wishing him a good retirement and everything. And we were talking about radio promotions.
Okay.
And different things you can do. Because we have got a fun promotion coming up this Wednesday we're looking forward to telling you about with our friends at Quality Plus Printing.
Mm-hmm.
And some other things in the works that we're doing and everything.
Yeah.
So we got talking about that. And he said, well, you know, I remember the craziest promotion we ever did. I'm like, oh, wow. And they did this for the Special Olympics 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
Where they just did a marathon, 24 hours, talking on air nonstop.
Wow.
It wasn't it wasn't just one guy. It was a number of people.
Well, that's good.
Do it. Yeah, yeah. But they, you know, and this is something that they've done in radio since the 50s, you know, that kind of marathon thing and everything. Mm-hmm. But they do it with planning. They
plan for it.
Yeah, yeah. They'll just like wing it. Like, hey, you know what? Let's do this. There's a lot of planning.
There's a lot of planning that goes in.
Let's see how we can do with this. Let's see. Let's see. We might actually, you know, if we're good at it, though, our marketing team is just going to take the ball and run with it.
Oh, great!
Like,
that's
hey, look,
all
they can
we
do
need.
This.
Yeah.
So now they're just going to start selling marathon conversations. Let's go ahead and start here. As long as we're talking about employees and some of that stuff, and this comes to us from the Wall Street Journal. Would you be more excited about going back to the office if the smell of Indian sandalwood was always wafting through the air?
Depends.
Maybe a nice.
If you like sandalwood.
Yeah,
or not.
Yeah. Well, maybe a nice citrus.
There
maybe,
you go.
You know,
yeah.
Something
yeah.
like that or whatever. Well, the Wall Street Journal says that some employers are pumping fragrances into workspaces to improve workers' moods.
Mm. Wow.
That's going to backfire.
For every company that might be doing this right, I love the idea of a company trying their best to do this but failing, like where they're just like literally like, just shooting out like a scent like every
Axe
15
body
minutes.
Spray.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh like, no! Oh god! How about your the opposite effect? Right?
Yeah, right.
The scents from Monsters, Inc.
Yes. Yes.
Smelly dumpster.
Oh, that got me.
Wet dog.
I haven't thought about that a long time.
Yikes. Man.
There isn't one magic scent that is doing the trick. Companies are creating custom blends.
Okay.
Well, what could go wrong there? What could go wrong? One company uses one that incorporates 35 ingredients, including Asian sambac, jasmine, which is said to improve happiness and confidence, Indian sandalwood for elevating anxiety, and Italian pine to fight fatigue. But I've never heard that before.
Interesting.
But you can't just pick random things. One expert warns that you should know what you're doing. For example, combining the scents of lavender and pumpkin pie has a dramatic arousal effect, if you will. And cue spit take from Seth.
Almost got it.
I was going to say, if these are tailored, you know, you got to consider the demographics in your office. I was going to say, if your office is all men, make it baked good smells, apparently.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. There you
go. Very enjoyable for men to smell.
Okay.
Cool.
Some people are really sensitive and sensitive to smells, and even a pleasant scent can be distracting and overbearing.
Others or migraine condition causing.
Yeah, ooh, that would be me. Yes. Others could also be allergic to certain fragrances. The key is probably to use smells delicately with plenty of ventilation. Plenty of
there
ventilation.
You go.
And one thing that they didn't mention in the New York Post article or the Wall Street Journal article,
mm-hmm,
that this article did not mention, mm-hmm, how about talking to your employees? This
asking them something?
Yes, this revolutionary idea,
dude,
of going up to an employee and being, what scents do you like?
Because that's not at all survey creepy.
What could go wrong? James, HR is calling. We'd like to have you. No, but I mean, seriously, though, yeah, talking to the employees, like, hey, do you guys like this? Or would you like this? What scents would you like? Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't feel like that's asking a lot.
No.
I don't think so either. And not to turn this conversation serious or anything, but let's talk about ventilation systems in places. If we didn't learn anything from 2021, it's that a lot of places don't have good ventilation.
That's right.
And that's, well, we've done a pretty darn good job, I think, of learning from the pandemic and making some adjustments to our day-to-day lives, whether it's society or on a personal level.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't heard much conversation about that part of things.
Right.
Buildings and ventilation and improving on that or even paying attention to it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think that's an incredibly good point, Melissa.
Well, I think we're hearing about it now with all these schools having to go to referenda for building, you know, fixing their buildings.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. When it comes to the type of scents that we would like here in the office, I think that Pam does a nice job of keeping things, you know, there's always something going around.
Mm-hmm. Or, she brings in baked goods.
Yeah. Our listeners
what smells
do a nice
better
job
than that.
Mm-hmm.
Really? And otherwise, though, you guys are a little bit, but no, we've all been in this building the same amount of time, pretty much. I was going to say, I'm thinking of the old building. No, this building, we've all spent the same amount of time here.
Pretty much.
I don't think it has a smell.
Like, it really doesn't.
I really don't. I don't have any, like, nothing pops to mind or anything.
You know what?
Unless my smell is so overpowering that that's all that smell. That's
no.
Why do you think I only come in once a
week? Nice. You know what? I never thought about it, but I think you're right, man. I think you're right. I don't remember thinking, you know, oh, this place is an interesting smell.
She got me with that. I'm sorry. She got me with that.
Smells overpowering.
For a half a second, I was like, wait a minute. I apologize.
Yes, that's the reason.
Oh, Lordy.
So I was ready to go to break. I was also ready to go to commercial break.
There's a chance, okay? Mm. So we have preset breaks. We don't usually use them when we're live because we can mess around with it. Now, I think it's like 19 after the hour. What we have to do, so everyone gets to hear me tell James this.
Yeah.
what we would have to, we'd have to put the Wide Orbit pod back up, and then we'd have to go to the Madison Wide Orbit transmitter feed. So it's possible because that's still going.
Yeah, yeah.
So it pauses for us.
We just got to take it up to 19, right?
that's the theory.
All right,
that's the theory.
Let's give it a try.
Okay.
Yeah. Why not? We'll give it a shot. But as long as we got a minute or two to spare here, mm-hmm, how was your guys' weekends? Melissa, how was yours?
I'm pretty chill, actually. Good. We're just trying to finish up a few things, get ready for our big Arizona trip here that's coming up.
Yeah.
And so, you know, there's lots of last minute things to do, and I don't know. That's kind of mostly what took up the weekend.
Hey, understandable.
And studying
that
the script.
And doing my taxes.
Oh, your taxes? What?
Good on you. Good on you for getting it done, though.
No, that's good. Get it done. Yeah. Sooner the better.
How was yours, Seth?
It was pretty low key. For the most part, I was here a couple times, you know, had the big Assumption, the Assumption girls who are like tearing through the playoffs right now. It's really amazing.
Go girls.
Man. But other than that, no, it's pretty low key around the house, visit with the neighbors, you know.
And we are cheering on, very cool to hear, and very excited about our Lady Royals.
And just
the way this tournament is already going. Let's hope that they keep this going and stuff. Mm-hmm. We're going to keep playing their games, of course. You can catch them on WIRI. Looking forward to playing more and more high school basketball. We want to talk River Kings today as well as our River Kings. Our first place River Kings, our champs River Kings. We'll talk about that as well.
Awesome.
And plenty more right here on WFHR's Morning Show. Let's see. Everybody cross your fingers. Let's see.
Let's see. Let's see.
All right, so we're just going to stick
so
with
it. I guess we just got to keep going, I guess. I was hoping it would work.
Yeah, yeah. We don't even have bumpers.
Yeah,
oh,
we lost our bumpers too.
No bumpers,
man.
No nothing. Yeah. Do we have to sing all the bumper music again?
We might have to. You know what? Just for comedic sense, we might have to.
Yeah. Just.
Let's just keep things going then.
All right, let's keep it going. Yeah,
we will go ahead and get right into our birthday and anniversary club. Happy birthday to you!
Mashup.
That one.
Happy anniversary. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. A mashup.
It's my birthday. I'll party if I want to. Party if I want to. I'll make up my own song.
It's the birthday song, and I don't know what to sing.
This is why you don't leave us without stuff to bumpers and stuff. This is what you're going to get.
Birthday song. Yep. No. Yeah. Stop. Stop. Just stop. We want to celebrate our great friends over at El Cafe, the birthday and anniversary club. A big thank you to them for sponsoring this segment. We greatly appreciate that, our friends over there.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't been over to El Cafe in a while, go ahead and treat yourself. Get on over there right now. They're waiting for you. Their doors are open at 221 Market Avenue, right in beautiful Port Edwards.
Okay.
And get on over there and remember, everybody, that they got good stuff going on. Just a reminder to families with young children or grandchildren, they are honored to host Storytime with Katie McGrath.
Okay.
Kathy reads books, poems, nursery rhymes, and he'll even sing a song or two. Kathy brings along a few of her friends' puppets, and kids love it. Stop on down and let Catherine entertain your children and enjoy a nice hot breakfast or lunch. There is no cost for story time. Just enjoy yourself.
Oh, wow.
That's great.
That's awesome.
That is a really cool idea.
It is.
They got the space for it and everything, mm-hmm. so they're able to do something like this. Like, what a cool idea.
That's so nice.
Check out Storytime with Kathy and Friends Saturday, March 2nd from 10 to 10:45 at El Cafe at 221 Market Avenue in Port Edwards. Of course, great lunch and breakfast and lunch specials. Be sure to check them out at El Cafe right now. Treat yourself. Get on over there.
All right.
Yeah, they're open now.
And keep in mind, everybody, that we're collecting birthday and anniversaries so that we can grab a qualifier or two at the beginning of next month so we can send you over to El Cafe with two $20 gift certificates.
All right.
Hey, that's going to buy you a lot of food.
Yeah, yeah. Big shout out to them for that. We really appreciate our friends at El Cafe sponsoring the segment.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I need a one or a two. Melissa, give me a one or a two.
One.
All right. Gives us that qualifier. We first up want to wish happy birthday to Joshua Warner.
Happy birthday, Joshua.
Enjoy your day, Joshua. Hope it's a good one for you.
Yeah.
And we wish happy birthday to our qualifier, Molly Heffner.
Happy birthday, Molly.
Happy birthday, Molly. We hope it's a great day for you. Enjoy your day.
Mm-hmm.
We want to remind you to get us these birthdays and anniversaries. Be like Joshua. Be like Molly, everybody.
Yes.
Get us these birthdays and anniversaries. We want to celebrate with you. info@wfhr.com or james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can reach any of our staff using that way of doing things. Of course, you can direct message us on our Facebook pages. Go ahead and hit us up at WFHR or WIRI. Direct message us. Get us that birthday and anniversary. We got a lot of people that like to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So please, don't worry about inconveniencing us or anything like that. We got a lot of people that use that system. So feel free to do so.
Yes.
Or call up and join the conversation. 715-424-2600. Just a touch or two away on the Civic Media app. We'd love to hear from you.
Yes, indeed.
Keep them coming, everybody. Let's go ahead and dive into our celebrity birthdays here. It's, of course, when I need your a lot right now, okay? Birthday and anniversary club. I need a long list. I need a list of a lot of names that I can drag out and keep talking. But no, you give me nothing.
Man.
Of course, we will wish happy birthday to a couple of great singers. Corrine Bailey Rae is 45, British singer who I don't know if she has other hits, but I know Put Your Records On. And that is one of those feel-good songs.
Oh.
That is one of those get-you-out-of-your-rut kind of songs.
Awesome.
Just kind of like I went through this weekend. Dog days are over from Florence and the Machine.
Ugh.
Like, it doesn't matter what's going on. It's one of those songs. Like, I noticed my foot's tapping. I'm like, stop it, foot. No, I'm not in the mood, foot. My head's bopping. Stop it, head. I don't want... Okay, fine. Let's go.
Now I'm in a good mood. Jeez, ruined my bad mood.
You start singing along, even though you can't sing nearly as good as Florence can.
Oh, boy.
That's all right. Sing along.
Yeah. That's a good song. That's a fun one. And a woman who can sing about as good as Florence, if not just on the same level, mm-hmm. Erykah Badu is 53 today.
Oh, yes. Wow, a couple of great voices there.
Yeah, great singer, songwriter. Mm-hmm. Erykah Badu, incredible artist.
The tremendous sense of style.
Mm-hmm.
That's a 10-gallon hat.
And it keeps going. Michael Bolton is 71 today.
Wow.
Really? 71?
Jeez. That's incredible, actually. I did not
that
realize
he was. That surprises me.
Yeah.
He must have been a little older when he really hit big. I didn't realize that.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, you know, it seems like he would have been. It actually seems like now that in memory's sake, it does seem like he was mm-hmm. a little older when his break happened. Huh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I remember being a little kid and being really bent out of shape when he won a Grammy for When a Man Loves a Woman, and he thanked everybody under the sun except Percy Sledge. Like, the one person who made the song famous before him. And I remember being very, very bent out of shape about that. And I've seen a lot of interviews with him since then where, as far as I know, he's apologized and, like, he got really caught up in the moment and didn't, you know, mention the name and stuff, but has mentioned his name quite a bit ever since. Yeah. I also give Michael Bolton some credit, too, because he is good. He can take a joke. He's one of these guys. He's done some stuff with the Lonely Island Boys, Andy Samberg's music group.
Oh, okay.
Where they've made some, like, pretty funny jokes and everything, and some pretty good things at his own expense.
Yes, that's not bad.
And then some people no longer with us, and boy, is this one heck of a list, you guys.
Oh, boy.
First, the man in black, Mr. Johnny Cash, born on this day in 1932, passed away in 2003. A man of the people, mm-hmm. for the people, all people.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny Cash treated country music the way he treated life, and I think we're all better for that.
I agree.
Also, one of the most foolish romantics of all time. I love that nobody really seems to cover this part of Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
But if you're paying attention, you look at the lines, you look at his interviews and all these things, diehard romantic.
Yes,
he was. I love that about him.
Yeah.
Loved that about him. Also, Johnny Cash, I didn't even know who he was, but helped me a lot as a little kid. When I was first moving up here, when I was first sent up here, and I'm listening to this grumbly kind of voice that I kind of just appreciated and liked, but I had no idea what he was singing about or who he was.
Yeah.
Big influence. Mm. Big.
I have a cousin who was in love with Johnny Cash when he was little. Like,
okay.
He knew every Johnny Cash song at like the age of 5. No, it was very impressive.
Okay. Cool.
We got to celebrate him quite a bit over on Wiz Country. That was a lot of fun.
That's cool.
That was a lot of fun. Played
very
some
good,
Johnny
very
Cash
good.
Today. I found my freedom. Fats Domino, born on this day in 1928, passed away in 2017. Another amazing singer songwriter.
One of the big influences that really brought rock and roll to the fore. Even though he was never, I don't think he ever considered himself a rock and roller, but his early singles, man, along with Chuck Berry and Little Richard, the big three, man, they were the progenitors of what we call rock and roll.
Incredible.
Yeah, pioneer of rock and roll music. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, really was. Yeah. Great piano player, too.
Oh, absolutely.
Sold more than 65 million records.
Wow.
Yeah. Everybody knows Blueberry Hill.
Yep.
But there are so many good songs of his.
Yes, indeed, I'm talking.
Yeah. William Frawley, born in this day in 1887, passed away in 1966. I Love Lucy legend. He played Fred. He was Fred on I Love Lucy.
Yes.
Yeah, he was amazing. He was fantastic. Again, another great
Such
influence.
A good grump.
Yeah, he was. He was so good at it, yeah.
The pantheon of grumpy guys.
Speaking of good grumps, Jackie Gleason, born on this day in 1916, passed away in 1987. Ralph Cramden, of course, one of the... one thing I don't hear getting talked about with Jackie Gleason very often, one of the first TV stars.
Yes.
One of the first bona fide, he's Jackie walking Gleason down the street show. And everybody knows who he is, TV stars. Ozzie and Harriet, some other shows were popular.
Yeah, Milton Berle maybe, but yeah.
They didn't have that kind of thing. Like, they didn't have that look, that face that was so recognizable or was a part of a show that was a cultural phenomenon at the time. I Love Lucy, or I'm sorry, The Honeymooners was kind of one of those early, like, wow, everybody's got to see this kind of hits. Mm-hmm. Like the, now we have this happen all the time with TV shows and everything. Well, not as often as we used to.
And some, right.
Some networks would like, but...
Of course.
But
such an impressive mustache. Like, yes, impressive in a signature way. I don't know if anybody that pulls off that thin mustache like he did.
He did. It was really cool.
I think it's such a credit, too, to his acting style that so many different people know him from different things. Like, there's audiences out, there's people out there who only know him from the Smokey and the Bandit movies.
Mm-hmm.
And you would think, well, was he a Southerner? You don't know what he was because he was a chameleon. Jackie mm-hmm. Gleason was an incredible performer, incredible mm-hmm. actor. Does not get the credit he's due with that.
Mm-hmm.
Was one of these guys, too, that was a complete showman. I mentioned this before. The opening night of the Jackie Gleason show, which they did live. They did an ice skating sketch to start off the show. You were asking for trouble, man. I'm sorry, but you were. He breaks his leg. The producers tell him, okay, we can redo this, we can, etc. No, show must go on. Jackie went through the whole dang show and then signed autographs afterwards and then did a rehearsal after that because there were some things that didn't go well in it and they wanted to go over them again. And then he went to the hospital.
Oh, so he was insane, too.
Yes. It's my kind of guy.
But, I mean, and the thing people forget, he was also an orchestra conductor. He released a whole bunch of albums as that. And if you want to see his acting chops, watch The Hustler.
Yeah.
With
yeah.
Paul Newman. He is so good in that movie.
It's my favorite role of his, by far and away. It's one of my all-time favorite movies, The Hustler. It's easily one of my all-time favorite movies. I was a little kid trying to be both those characters downstairs in my
Papa's
pool table and everything. Oh, I love that movie. and the great Tony Randall.
All right.
Tony Randall.
Felix Unger in The Odd Couple. Thomas Lennon from Reno 911 played Felix on the Matthew Perry version. And of course, Seth, I don't know. Have you ever heard of The Odd Couple before? Have you ever?
No, not at all. What is that?
What is that? I didn't think so. you had fun with this one.
Yeah,
you had
did.
Fun with that play, with the play.
Yeah, with the play. Yeah, that was a lot of fun. And Tony Randall, remember, before he was on The Odd Couple, he was in a bunch of movies, a bunch of Doris Day, Rock Hudson movies. He was a regular in those as well. So, very good
Pillow
actor.
Pillow Talk, Lover Come Back.
I remember Pillow
Send
Talk.
Send Me No Flowers.
Great actor. Just
absolutely.
A great actor. Was Tony the one with the was he the one with the ascot?
Usually.
Yeah, he always had an ascot. Yeah,
yes,
yeah,
he did.
And then some others we want to mention. Dr. John Kellogg, born in this day in 1852, passed away in 1943. He invented Fruit Loops. No, of course, he invented Corn Flakes. And Levi Strauss. Levi Strauss, of course, invented Lululemon. And Levi's invented... Genius who invented jeans.
Very good.
Actually, Levi Strauss, such a cool, interesting story.
Mm-hmm.
Like a very interesting story if you look at not only a story of immigrants, immigrants coming to the country and making good, but of pivoting. Hey, let's go out west. Oh, wait, everybody's out west. Everybody's trying to do this. Well, wait a minute. What if we did this?
Yeah.
And as a tribute to kind of like the beginnings of where Levi's began and everything, you'll always see those little struts on jeans. The little studs on there, even if they aren't needed anymore. They're still always going to be
there.
They're
still a fashion statement, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's pretty
cool. I didn't realize he was German.
Oh, wow, that's cool. Oh, yeah, Strauss. Yeah, I suppose that's kind of a German name, yeah.
I didn't know it was a German name, to be honest. But those kind of things confuse me all the time. Like, I'll hear a name.
Names? Yeah.
I hear a name that to me sounds as Italian as all get out, and no, it's Spanish. Or it's from Spain or something.
Yeah.
That's where it can get even more confusing, too, is where with the Spanish languages, where there are certain, you say it this way in Spain, you say it this way in Cuba. You know, that really can.
Yes.
Levi Strauss was born in Germany in 1829, came to America in 1847.
Ah.
Incredible.
Cool.
Incredible life.
Mm-hmm.
And one more time, we want to wish a happy birthday to Joshua Werner.
Happy birthday, Joshua.
Happy birthday, Josh.
And happy birthday to our qualifier, Molly Heppner.
Happy birthday, Molly.
Enjoy your days. We hope it's a good one for both of you. And keep getting us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody.
Yep.
We love celebrating with you.
Yep.
Keep them coming.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you could try again. See if we yeah, can get some news,
yeah, we'll
maybe.
Go ahead and
I don't
see
know.
If we can get some news or something like that going on here.
You keep trying, man.
Here we go. Let's go ahead and give it a shot. Now, one, okay. two, three. All right.
Well, I mean, we tried. The news update live if you'd like.
That would be wonderful if it's not putting. Okay. I didn't want to put you on the spot, though, Melissa.
Give me just a second to show it up here. And this is our 8:30 news for WFHR and WIRI News. I'm Melissa Kay. County Highway F is closed as of this morning in Wisconsin Rapids. Also called 17th Avenue North, the road is closed between West Grand Avenue and Bownow Avenue. Waterworks and Lighting will be replacing the water main and culverts. They hope to complete the work in approximately 2 weeks. The search for missing 3-year-old Elijah View continued over the weekend. Two Rivers Police Department is being assisted by dive teams from Sturgeon Bay and Green Bay to search the rivers. Wings of Hope and North Star are assisting by air. Two Rivers PD warns to be wary of information coming from anywhere other than their Facebook page or press releases. Scammers are active and taking advantage of this sad situation. Manitowoc County Crime Stoppers is offering a cash reward for information leading to an arrest or the location of Elijah. Two people will appear in court today in connection with the case. Kevin is very upset. I'm sorry for his interruption of is actually a very serious case, and we hope that they're able to locate Elijah or that more information is forthcoming. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Thank you, Melissa.
Wow. Yes.
Well done.
Yeah, that was incredible.
Live.
That was awesome.
Perfect. Wow, you're
right
so good.
Right on the spot. Right on the spot.
It's almost like I record it every day.
Yeah, it's almost like that.
It's very well done, though, and do appreciate the updates. We're certainly thinking of the family and the people out there searching for that young man and wishing for the best.
Yes, 100%.
On our minds, and I don't know how, one of those situations where we kind of keep moving, we kind of keep doing things, but in the back of our mind, in the back of our hearts, that's where we're at.
Yes.
Certainly we will let you know any news that breaks during the time we're on the air live or whenever that anything breaks, we'll let you know.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, we do have now our newest news person has joined. Lisa Hale is in working in that area now, and I know she is digging into this and following the court cases as well.
Cool.
So,
cool.
We will get news within our own department here of what's going on over there.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
And not only that you letting us know that, Melissa, but that she's out there doing that.
Yes,
I'm looking forward to meeting her and getting to know more about her.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wrapping up, just wanted to one more time wish a good morning for all of our friends over at El Cafe.
Yes.
Go ahead and treat yourself. Get on over there, 221 Market Avenue in Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR.
Yes, indeed.
The inaugural Florida Man Games went down in St. Augusta, Florida on Saturday.
Geez. Why do I have a feeling this is a precursor to a That Ain't Right story?
And part of our That Ain't Right series, this morning, I did not sleep last night, you guys. So this morning, I'm sitting here looking at this story, and I spent a good 15 seconds longer than I should have. Like, should I put this in Playmakers? Should I do it in the morning show?
Where does this go?
Yes.
I'm not sure. So we're just going to go ahead and throw it out to here. So these games took place this weekend, and organizers called it a huge success. If you haven't heard of it, it's basically the Olympics for Florida crazies. And that, I want to be very clear here, this is all Floridians calling themselves this.
Right. Yes.
This
yes.
is
we did not,
not
put that label on there.
No, this is not me. I've got friends down there, and while I've met plenty of crazy people from Florida, we've all heard crazy stories from Florida. Tell me you live tell me an area that you haven't.
Exactly.
tell me, at this point in the game, tell me one place in America that you haven't heard a crazy story about or from or anything like that.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, let's be honest here. We're all a little off. We're all a little crazy. It's part of what makes this country interesting.
It is.
And among other things.
Yep.
So, events include a mullet contest, a mud duel with pool noodles, And evading arrest obstacle course, where actual police officers do chase you down. Real, true police officers do chase you down.
Okay, I like that. It's real police officers.
Yeah. I didn't like it at first, and then as soon as
that
I heard they're real police. Yep, okay, I'm in if it's real police officers doing. It's not clear how many fans ultimately showed up, but tickets cost around $50, and they were expecting around 5,000 people.
Wow.
And looking at the crowd, I mean, they got a pretty good turnout here.
That's a lot of people.
I didn't see a ton on social media about this, and I didn't see a lot of shots, but the shots that I did see seemed like a pretty good grouping of people. I'd say at least 1,000 or 2. Mm-hmm. So, probably more than that. The best quote was from a guy named James Gordon, who won the barbecue pork and sausage speed eating contest. Quote, I've lived in Florida my whole life. They're calling these events, but I'm calling it Tuesday afternoon.
This is what we do down here. Oh my gosh.
This is just the Tuesday around here. The only real issue was no women's divisions. The only event for women was a Florida man pinup contest, which people were not happy about. One of the judges at the games was Lori Fetwick, who played Ice on American Gladiators.
Oh, gosh.
She suggested they add actual events for the ladies next year or hold a separate Florida woman games.
Oh, okay.
I like that she came up with that. I like that where she's going with that. That's a good idea.
All right.
That is not a bad idea at all.
No.
Would you guys participate in these?
Participate?
And I'm sorry, I opened this up not just to you and Melissa and you, Seth, but to our audience, 715-424-2600.
Okay.
Feel free to call the conversation. Would you be a part of the Florida Man Games? And what contest would you do?
Mm.
And what about the Wisconsin Games?
Oh.
How would we tailor it for Wisconsin?
Yes, exactly. Well, yes, this will fill time.
Cow milking for Wisconsin. There's got to be some kind of cow milk. Yeah, got to do that.
Well, if you did that, there would need to be like a training session beforehand just to make sure cows aren't injured. Ooh. Or maybe use like something fake.
Oh, like a fake udder? Yeah.
Like a filled
I was thinking fake udders.
Thing.
Yeah, I was thinking. Yeah, I thought right away cows. Of fake udders.
Yeah. I think that's a good idea.
We don't want untrained people trying to milk cows.
No.
There is an art to it.
Yeah.
Although, one of the sneaky random facts about me, I know how to milk a goat. Just saying.
Okay. That's a little different. I don't think I would have pegged you for that one.
Nope, nobody.
Me neither.
Yeah, yep. Oh, I've never told you this story?
No.
Oh, my God. A story that I haven't rambled like 18 different times?
No. Now's the time, man.
Right? Yeah. My family, we moved to Rapids here, and to be honest with everybody, my dad was incarcerated, so we were looking to make a couple bucks and stuff, and I'm only like 12, 13, I think. I go bopping around. I live on over by Washington School.
Okay.
Just give everybody a little location kind of thing here. I'm over there looking around, and I would normally mow a lawn or rake a lawn or shovel a driveway or something like that, but none of this needs to be done. I see a hair salon or a hair salon sign.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, I swept hair at my Aunt Nay's salon, so I can know how to do that. Mm-hmm. I walk up to the door, ask the lady, hey, can I sweep hair? And explain the situation. She's like, well, I don't have any clients right now. I don't have any hair to sweep, but I do have a couple goats in back. And she jokingly looks me up and down and says, yeah, I mean, you know how to milk a goat? You know how to clip a goat's nails? And she knew I didn't, but my family needed money. And so I look this lady in the eyes and I say, yes.
Oh, no.
And thank the heavens that that she saw through my masterful hustle there and was like, well, how about I help you with it? I talk you through it, or so. Yeah, it's been a while. Yeah, I probably could. So I went back there and I clipped the goat's back nails, hooves, I should say. Mm-hmm. I clipped its hooves and I milked it. And it was awesome. It was amazing. It was really cool. And this goat and me like connected. Like we connected. It was really cool. It is to this day. I did that when I was 13. It's to this day the most probably country thing I've ever done.
That's the most
agricultural like thing I've ever done.
Man, I grew up in the country and I never did anything like that. So not bad. Not bad.
I will say because I've done that doesn't mean that I think I can milk a cow or do it again for that matter. But the clipping of the hoofs, I think I could do that again. I got that pretty down. That was pretty good. That was a weird experience,
When you're like in a certain, you know, desperation or you feel like you really need to do something, it's amazing what you can come up with and what skills you can find that you have.
I wish so much that I knew I remembered the name of the salon or the lady that I was that helped me, because I would be singing her praises the rest of my life. She was so nice
to me.
That's
so great, man.
It's a crazy situation.
That is so awesome.
What kind of games would the Wisconsin games involve? What about a Bloody Mary? Okay, so you've got a regular Bloody Mary, but you've got to almost Jenga it. See how much you can get on top.
For the garnish?
Yeah. Because that's, a big thing. I know Bloody Marys are popular throughout the whole country.
Right.
But here in Wisconsin, it just becomes like every year it seems like we're going to put a cheesecake on top of the Bloody Mary.
The Bloody Mary, right.
I'm waiting for like
a whole chicken.
I'm waiting for a small apartment to be put on to the Bloody Mary. Like basically, how far we can take this. So that's a game.
That'd be an interesting competition.
That'd be an interesting
game.
Obviously, you need to have a cheese curd eating competition.
Got it.
Or brats.
But you got to find a couple of the cheese would probably be the go-to one, but I don't know. Well, is brats too close to like a regular hot dog eating contest or something like that?
Brats are bigger, man. Hot dogs, they're nothing. They're not even remotely the same.
it's size-wise. Yeah, I get it. I hear what you're saying there. So we have to have some kind of keg like lifting or rolling event.
Yeah.
Keg lifting might be, how strong you are kind of thing, because, kegs are pretty heavy.
Yeah.
Can you carry two kegs under each arm, or can you roll an empty keg down the fastest down a hill or something like that? So you could try that.
Kind of keg standing, but, I don't know, can you do a yoga pose on top of a keg? Or for how long? How long can you do tree pose on top of a keg?
The keg stand pose.
424-2600. Call up and join the conversation for two things. One, we'd love to know your feedback on this subject, on this conversation, what you'd think. Would you participate in the Florida Man games? What kind of games would you have in the Wisconsin games? And I'm just calling them Wisconsin games. I'm not going to call them Wisconsin Man or Wisconsin Woman games.
Yeah, it's in general. I'm with
you. Let's fix the mistake Florida made before we even get into it.
Make it open to everybody.
And 715-424-2600, or just a touch or two away on the Civic Media app. Let's find out if the phones are working, because I know Brittany was able to get through.
Yeah.
I'd like to know if... Here's the thing, you two. So we're doing this. We have all this different, chaos going on behind us and all these things. What if nobody can hear us? What if for the last 45 minutes straight, the three of us have just been talking to ourselves and entertaining each other?
Well, I do know that we're playing out on the app because I have tuned in and I'm listening. So that's good.
I did think it'd be funny, though.
That would be hilarious. We just keep going and going. It's like no one cares.
I love the idea of we do this. We don't know that anybody else can hear us. And at the end, we're like, wow, that was a really good show.
Yeah.
That's a really good show, you guys.
That's one to put in the books, boys.
We got to put that one in the books. we're just going to keep going. We just got to keep going, I guess. Keep it moving.
Let me see.
Let me check here.
Let's do another.
I did shoot out an email.
Okay. Maybe we'll get one of the engineers on it here. So, yeah.
Yeah.
We did get a weather update from Tom Heiser.
Oh.
It's a picture of Kermit the Frog looking outside and saying, Mother Nature, just be like throwing out temps like Powerball numbers 66, 40, 29, 58, 24, and 13.
Oh, Tom, that's awesome.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you, Tom.
Yeah, that is pretty good. That is pretty good. It's been a weird weekend. It's been a weird time weather-wise, of course.
Yes.
But it was a weird, like, did anybody else, here in Rapids, I noticed something. And I bring this up in part because I see some of our city workers outside right now fixing a small stop sign mm-hmm. over by the roundabout by us.
Right.
A big shout out to them. Appreciate our workers out there, our city workers. They do amazing work. Mm-hmm. And we appreciate all the things that they put, the situations they have to put themselves in. Our street mm-hmm. workers and mm-hmm. them. And keep an eye out for them. Slow down when you see those yellow, yes. those bright green jackets and all that. It's very important too.
Yep.
But I saw something this weekend that I've never seen before in this town. Two different stop signs bent in the same way.
Mm.
In completely different sides of town.
Really?
Yeah. Like okay. the one that they're fixing out in front of us right uh-huh, now, uh-huh. the way it's bent kind of to the left, and that it's the same way the other one is over, like, maybe not on the other side of town, but a little bit on the other side of town, like mm-hmm. a little ways. There's two, that's two of them like that. I don't know how that happens, even. That's just weird.
That is weird, yeah.
It almost bent the same exact way, both of them, too.
Wow.
It's weird.
Is it
weird.
Wind? Interesting. Someone run into them the same it's, way?
You know what?
Well, the winds were really strong this weekend. My neighbors had sheets out on their clothesline, and they have one of those metal, like, U-shaped clotheslines.
Oh, yeah, okay.
That sit on the ground and come up. The wind blew over a whole side.
Oh, my gosh.
On the ground. Yeah, it's bent. But then I heard the whole story. Apparently, it had been welded 20 years ago, and the guy told them when he did it, he's like, this isn't going to last, you know, forever. Well, here we are 20 years later. Yeah. So I think they got their, you know, they got their, use out of that welding mm-hmm. job.
Yeah.
So.
And it wasn't just a stop sign. It was the Gaynor sign, the Gaynor Avenue sign.
Oh, wow. Ooh.
So I see him working on it right now.
Oh,
so.
Okay. All right.
Interesting. And keep those calls coming, or just call.
Just call, please.
Call up and join the conversation, everybody.
Call us.
Want to know about the Wisconsin games and all that, and if you would mm-hmm. participate in the Florida man game.
Yeah.
Let's look at a That Ain't Right. We're going to continue with the kind of That Ain't Right theme a little bit here.
This is appropriate.
This is just the morning for
yes,
it.
Yes, exactly. I completely threw out what I had all planned. I had just all out the window.
All out the window.
So they say it's important to keep your chimney clean to prevent fires, even if your building is packed to the brim with chimneys. This past Thursday, firefighters in Scanton, Pennsylvania, were called to a chimney manufacturing plant after it caught fire.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Yes, that's right. A chimney plant got fire.
Oh, goodness.
It's unclear how many people were in the building when it broke out, but thankfully they were able to evacuate everyone. One person was hospitalized for smoke inhalation. Their condition is fine, though. They're doing much better, and I believe they will be released over the week here.
Okay.
Obviously, everybody's okay. Everybody's
that's
all
good.
Right.
That's good.
As a side note, we wouldn't be doing these stories if even one person was hurt.
No. So, we don't roll either way.
Spoiler alert kind of right there. But, yeah. The cause of the fire is under investigation. Mm-hmm. Officials say there's no sign it being suspicious. They didn't say whether it had anything to do with the chimneys or not, though. But that's a rough one.
Oh, isn't it ironic?
Yeah, that's a rough one.
But yeah.
The birthday cake company.
I know. There
you know where I'm going with that one. Stephen Wright classic joke right there. That's tough. That's tough. Let's
that
go ahead
rough.
And take a phone call, see what's on your mind. Good morning. You're on the air. Good morning. Oh, they hung up. Please feel free to call back, 424-2600. Feel free to call back and join the conversation, 715-424-2600. Yeah, let's just keep on moving here, Melissa. We got to talk a little bit about this one. I actually wanted to get into this with you. Tens of thousands of 18... Oh, no, the call's coming back. Let's go ahead and we'll wait on that and we'll take a phone call. Good morning. What's on your mind?
Hello.
Hey.
Good morning.
Did I lose you before? I'm sorry.
Apparently.
Mm, yeah, yeah. But we the phones are working. That's great to know.
Phones are working.
Yeah. So I want to talk about the Wisconsin games and how different or similar they would be to like an average high school pep rally before homecoming.
Ooh, good comparison.
You know, like the events and the contests that you have in
yes,
there?
Yes,
like,
yes, yes.
For mm-hmm. instance, it was ill-advised. But my class chose to do a milk chugging contest.
Oh, oh! You got to be careful with something like medically with something like
oh,
that, don't
we
you?
We were not careful, and I wish that we had been. It was not fun for viewing audiences.
Oh God! Oh, I didn't even think of that part. Yes,
but
probably messy too.
Yeah, it was so messy, and there's so many things. But, like, in addition to that, right, mm-hmm. like, I'm sure we could work in a broad eating competition instead mm-hmm. of hot dogs, right?
Yeah. Yep, yep. Yeah.
Cheese curds, right, mm-hmm. obviously. How about hay baling, perhaps?
Oh,
there's
yeah.
a good one.
I like hay baling. I've done that. I've done that a couple mm-hmm. of times. That's a great workout. God, that's a good workout.
Oh, I'll bet.
Yeah.
But it also has to be done in the height of summer, where yes. temps are in the 90s, because
nope,
otherwise,
right,
you know, it's
right.
not accurate.
Wait,
that
mm-hmm.
sounds
yes.
awful.
It is. And a shout out to all of our farmers. All our
yeah, no kidding.
100%.
Shout out to the farmers.
I like that. Mm-hmm. I like the hay bill. I like that one. That's a good one. We got to add that to the list. That's good. Yeah.
Plus, being able to lift hay bales.
I this started out as a gag, but I'm starting to think more and more that we should actually be doing something like this, and our station should be sponsoring, like, get our name on this and stuff
yeah.
and everything.
Oh, so there's the idea.
So instead of actually baling hay, can we, like, build forts with hay bales? Because I love doing that as a kid.
I never got to do
that.
That'd
be incredible.
My yes. grandfather used to say that we would get to do it after we were done with our work. And by the time we get done, we had to go in. So we never got to do that. I always wanted to.
We just snuck up in the hay mound when Grandpa wasn't looking, and we built our own forts up there.
That's smart. See,
we got in trouble for it later, but we still did it.
Would it be the hay home architecture contest? Or
hay home.
Or I like that. This is good. I think we're on to something here. I really do. I think we got something going here. That is really good. Thank you so much for the call and helping us, of course, know that our phones are working well.
Have a good day.
you too. Have a good one. Thank you. Appreciate that. Appreciate the best listeners in radio joining
yeah.
us. Feel free to call up, everybody. 715-424-2600. 424-2600. Let's wrap here.
Okay.
Tens of thousands of AT&T customers were affected by a massive outage last week when a botched network update kept people from being able to use their cell phones for up to 12 hours.
Wow.
Yeah.
Customers were demanding to be reimbursed, and AT&T will credit their accounts. Each person will get $5 applied automatically.
Oh, how nice. $5.
May not seem like much, but AT&T says $5 is, quote, the average cost of a full day of service. Plus, they probably didn't have to give anything. AT&T said, we recognize the frustration this outage has caused, and know we let many of our customers down. They also said that they're taking steps to prevent errors like this from happening again in the future, but they didn't elaborate. Here's the thing legally, when you do something like this, if you're AT&T,
right,
you are automatically agreeing that you and your company did something wrong,
right,
which any attorney in the world will tell you, no. So I guarantee you that AT&T's, powers that be and everything were telling them not mm-hmm. to do this. So I'm a little surprised that it actually happened mm-hmm. because companies don't, like, they own these kind of things, but unless there is a data breach, or there's a security issue on that line,
mm-hmm.
like, you don't hear apology very often. And even when you do, it is so, like, combined in corporate muck and
convoluted
everything.
Convoluted. Yeah.
That the word sorry, I apologize, or any sign of accountability never mm-hmm. usually even happens.
Right.
So it is kind of a big deal. You're right.
And I'm not the last person that's going to be given any company like this, credit, but I do mm-hmm. think we have to give credit when it's earned.
Yes.
And I've AT&T has heard people, like, from John Oliver on down, people have been taking shots at AT&T for almost 20 years now. Mm-hmm. And they're kind of like, they're trying to fight back on it and everything. They're trying to, like, actually, hey, we want to be a better company. Hey, right. we want to do this. I don't know if it's actually going to work or happen. And I haven't used their services in ages, if mm-hmm. I ever did. To be honest, I don't remember if I ever even have. Mm-hmm. So I'm not on any, standing on this one.
Right.
But I think it's interesting.
I think I'm on the network, the AT&T network. So my phone was cutting in and out mm-hmm. while that was going on. It was very interesting, but it wasn't down for 12 hours. I'd say
good.
Thankfully,
no,
that was
but
it.
But this was nationwide.
I know, which
this
is crazy.
Wasn't just
yeah.
Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. This affected people all over the country.
Yeah.
Yep.
Let's take a call before we go to the 9 o'clock hour. Good morning. What's on your mind?
Hi, this is Carrie. I'm Melissa's dad.
Hey.
Oh, hey, Dad. How's it going?
Hi.
Hey, how's
that? I saw this morning that there was a big Chinese hack, and it took down all kinds of telephone companies.
Yeah, it
took down the insurance company's way to handle the insurance claims for the pharmacies, so the people couldn't get their pharmacy stuff.
Oh.
Mm. And hospitals went down. It was a big
Okay. hack. Well, I appreciate the call, sir. I'm so sorry. I don't mean to cut you off. I don't mean to cut you off, sir. But we are going right to the top of the hour, and I have to get ready for our commercial break. So I apologize that. And please, please, please don't be mad at me. I hate having to do that stuff. I hate having to do that. But I didn't see what time it was because I don't have a clock. I don't have our logs or anything like that. I'm used to being on time here. And we've got to go to the top of the hour. We got to get ready for CBS News. And as I'm saying this, I realize, wait a minute, I don't even know if CBS News is going to be there. Let's see here, Melissa. Let's go ahead and give this a try, huh?
All right, let's give it a try.
Let's see it.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in, goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now, is to take a Kringle and go away?
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News.